What's the key to relaxing and able to play your game during playoff games?
I don't know a key. I mean, just do your job, whatever it may be. I mean, your job doesn't change just because it's the playoffs. Your job's still the same. See what y'all started? You started this.
You get Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones, what kind of combination are they, given that they're two different size guys?
I mean, both of the guys are fast. Both of the guys can make cuts, break a lot of tackles. Both are strong. One of them are just shorter than the other. I mean, so, you know, they run the same plays with those guys in there. So both of the guys are very explosive. They're going to take a short run and make it into a long one.
Is it surprising that Jones Drew is such a good blocker for a guy his size and stature?
No, it's not. I mean, because, you know, it doesn't matter how tall you are. You know, blocking is about attitude. And so both of those guys are tough physical guys.
Gales, how are the playoffs different, and if they are, how so?
They're different. I mean, everybody that you play now is good. Not that, you know, you separate yourself. You know, you get a chance to go to the tournament. And, you know, I think that's just the biggest thing as far as everything else is, you know, the same. You know, you still need to make plays and do the things like that. But the playoffs are win or go home. That's what it is.
So with that one and done nature, is it different preparation? Is it different on game day? Do some guys react differently because of the preparation?
I don't know. I don't think so. They're a challenge all around, you know, with the two running backs that they have, along with the fullback Jones, who's a big physical guy. The quarterback adds another running to it. They have big receivers, and they have a very physical offensive line. And so our challenge is very difficult. And so, you know, we have to just really settle the film and gang tackle those guys. You don't really rely on one guy to tackle. I don't know. We have to wait and see. I don't think anybody has a remedy right now. And so, you know, you just have to just really keep tackling. You know, those guys, again, you see them bounce off guys, stiff arm, break tackles, move fouls. And so you just really have to really just gain tackle. You can't even rely on one guy to bring one guy down.
Is Durant the kind of quarterback, or has he developed into the kind of quarterback that can beat you by himself?
I don't know. You know, I know that, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's been playing well. He's played very well. Hasn't had many interceptions. Won the game, controlled the game very well. And so he's been doing a great job. And so, I mean, he can definitely win the game. That's why they're here.
How often do you see a big quarterback who can run like you do?
You see it, but not as big as he is, but, you know, Roethlisberger is a big guy, but he's just a little bit taller and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, it's kind of rare.
Richard compared him to McNair. Do you see that at all?
That would be true. You know, big guy who could run, probably a little faster than McNair now, but he's definitely that prototype.